In old Luzon, it served so long, the north became my home. The Arctic Circle, winter light, where reindeer used to roam. The people there, reserved and kind, beneath the northern breeze. But a transfer came, a sudden call, to leave those frozen trees. To Rimaki, opening up a brand new path for truth. I left the familiar north behind to find the Lord's own proof. With Veli Kuosman and my Finn companion, steady, kind and true, we painted up an upstairs room and started something new. One night we saw a fallen man beside the local kioski stand. He'd slipped upon the icy ground, bloodied beneath his hand. We called the help, we stayed right there. We placed a coat beneath his head, a simple act of human care for a stranger in his dread. The next day, knocking on a door, a witness helped us say, a woman said, I let you in, that kindness that you gave. She watched us from her window high and knew our hearts were pure. The small miracles had started then, planting seeds that would endure.
Oh, the Lord knows the design. He knows where we must go. He uses simple kindness to make his gospel grow.
From a prison door that slammed in fear to a city wide and free, he sent us to the boss who held the golden key. When you serve him with sincerity, your purpose will expand. He works in ways we cannot see, held in his mighty hand. President Wade had two new films to share the spirit bright. Run, Dick, Run, Jane, about renewal, shining spiritual light. The second film, a basketball game with a Finnish player as the star. We had permission to show the films, no matter near or far. We thought aim high, or maybe deep, and saw at the prison walls a massive stone and wooden door ignored our eager call. Mita Haluate asked the voice, then
Menka boys,
he cried. The small door slammed in haste and fear. We walked away and sighed.
Protracting brought us Yorma, a man with a warm smile. He listened to our prison woes and sat with us a while.
He smiled and said, go back tomorrow, the warden will agree. We asked him, sir, how can you know? His answer set us free.
Olin Pommel, he simply smiled, I am the one in charge.
I am the boss. The next day, the big door swung so wide, a mercy wide and large. The warden asked, when can you start? Our mission was renewed, a miracle that started small but was divinely brewed.
In the hall of hardened criminals, long benches lined the room. The basketball brought thunderous cheers, lifting away the gloom.
A first vision at the halftime break, a message short and deep. While guards stood armed by every wall, the inmates were compelled to keep.
Yorma opened every venue, the schools of every grade, the high school, the university, where the army officers stayed.
The police and fire department came to see the story told. 2,500 souls, a story brave and bold.
The Mattis family in Helsinki, the first first mission, president's son. A kindness shown to Jorma then when he was only young.
He ate at their American home, a friend so kind and dear. He vowed that he would someday pay back what ended every fear.
27 years went past until we knocked upon his door. That simple act of Christian love unlocked a mission, Lord.
He reached out with a willing heart because of kindness past. A selfless man who opened wide the city that held fast.
Decades later, temple work for Pomo, the boss, and his own. His ancestors, 100 strong, the gospel seed was sown.
My wife and I, we searched and found the work that God had willed. The generations blessed that day, the empty slate was filled.
The Lord had something specific in mind, we didn't see it then.
But one man's goodness opened doors for family and for men.
He reached a man whose kindness was the key.